All right. From Nate Thixleby, let's go to Ronnie Duffersey. Morning, Ron.
Yeah, good morning, guys.
Are you enjoying the beautiful sunshine up north, or are you in Sydney today?
Yeah, up in Queensland. It's beautiful up here, and should be an interesting day's racing. You know, the week before the Oaks today, and obviously we've got the big meeting in the Stradbroke next week. So looking forward to it.
Well, the Sydney Fillies dominate the market in the Oaks. Which way are you leaning?
I think it's an opinion race. We all saw the lead up, and there were some good runs. There were some improvers. But I'm leaning to, would you believe, McDonald and Waller, Grace and Harmony. I think she's been very impressive, and it was just the run she had to help. I think Chris might have just eased off on her, knowing this was grand final day last time. She had a wide barrier, pretty negative there, had to cover ground, and this is a race where she'll be peaked back up, gets the box seat, and I'll lean her way. But obviously there's plenty of chances in the race.
All right, Duff, there's a lot of Sydney side of Southern State horses are running today, so you sort of know them pretty intimately, don't you? Throughout the course of the Eagle Farm program, is there anything else you can push us into or that you are very keen on?
Pretty keen on. I looked at two horses way in the market, but I just think they pretty well own their respective races. Splintek's in race five. He just bounced to the front and takes, unless something untowards happens here, this race is just his to own and win, I'd suggest. So race five, number one. And the other horse that interests me is Groundswell, the Victorian. Now, every time he's led, he's won. Every time he hasn't led, I reckon he's been beaten. So this is a race. I want to be forgiving. He had the thumps here the other day. He's up to 1,500. He finds the front, and I reckon he's a different horse when he does find the front. He's got, I think if he puts his best foot forward, he's got absolute panels on them. So I'm happy to take the risk with him as well.
And they're two decent prices, 380 Groundswell and 280 Splintex at the moment. So take the money now?
Hopefully.
What about Sydney? Have you got something on the home deck today?
Yeah, I like three horses there. Race three, number three, Caesar's Palace. Look, the price is gone. I couldn't believe it when they went up $16 a horse like him. He's kept improving as a gelding this preparation, so I've locked into him. Probably his right price now. Race five, I really like number one, Snow Zone here. I thought he was above himself in condition first up, and he just needed, he maps much better here, and I think he's a big improver with the 2 kilos off his back. So race five, number one, Snow Zone. And of the favourites, I think the one I want to be on is the last, Expat, number 12. She owns this race from the front, 1,200. She'll get more into a rhythm and find the front. With a 6-metre rail, she's going to be very hard to beat. Race 9, number 12.
And Duff, an interesting runner in the first is Cape Breton. Won well on debut as a short price favourite today, and it's still in the market for the JJ Atkins, which of course is only next week. Would it depend on it on his performance today as to whether he might actually go to Queensland next week?
Yeah, I think that'd be right. He'd have to win today for them to probably want to go there. Look, the times out of his debut win at Canterbury were only ordinary compared to the other races over the distance on the day. But I think he's a typical slow improving, slowly maturing Chris Waller late 2-year-old. I think he can improve. The market's going to take a set against him late today because there's tips for a couple in the race. But I think he might still defy a few people that want to be against him today.
All right, Duff, enjoy the sunshine. Back plenty of winners, and we'll do it all again next week.
See you, guys.